speaker suggested. I'm going to talk about tungsten adsorption and hematite. Other co-authors are Brian Selman, a master's student in my group, and Dr. Zarzi Mirzwa, he's a laboratory manager. So why tungsten? The tungsten first time came into attention when three leukemia cluster occurred in Fallon, Nevada, Sierra Vista, Arizona, and Elk Grove, California. All are western town. And what they found that basically in these areas, the tungsten concentration in the tree samples are fairly new. And also they found elevated concentration of tungsten in urine samples of the residents. So all of these basically led people to believe that maybe these leukemia clusters are happening due to intake of tungsten. So that prompted Center of Disease Control to investigate about further about the matter. But however, as you know, it's difficult to establish a true link between the carcinogenic property and, you know, other confounding factors. There has never been an easy way to establish a true link. So there are a lot of studies came right after that to figure out if tungsten really has toxicological properties. So as a soil scientist, we know that we use tungsten to basically kill the bacteria. When we cannot autoclave the sample, we just use tungsten. Now, other people found that it can cause DNA damage, alter beta cell development, and can act as tumor promoter in rats. A recent study showed that tungsten can also have carcinogenic properties on the human bronchial epithelial cells. So, in the environment, how tungsten can occur? There are two different sources, obviously natural and anthropogenic. Natural sources are mainly scheelite and ulframite. Scheelite is calcium tungstate, ulframite is iron 2 tungstate. Now, tungsten has been used widely for industrial applications. Most uses cemented carbide for cutting the metal. The other uses are in light bulbs and chemicals or alloys, because tungsten has really excellent properties. That's why there are lots of publications from material science, because, you know, people have been studying tungsten because of its properties. Now, there are other interest also, because for replacement of lead by tungsten's bullet. So since lead is carcinogenic, GAT program of US Army wanted to use tungsten as soft bullets or low caliber ammunition. So this is a kind of picture that it's not really only the regional importance. Obviously Nevada, California and Arizona is pretty good region of US, but still, if you can see that, you know, other than US, is there any? So other than US, you have in Canada, France, India. So there, and in next slides I'm going to show in China also, because, you know, it's because of use of widely in the industrial purposes. So this is in the soil system. This is PPM. There's pretty high concentration of tungsten found in China, Taiwan, Australia, you know. So the concentrations are pretty relevant to cause toxic effects. Now, what is the environmental chemistry? The environmental chemistry of tungsten is a little complex because it polymerizes. And the reason I didn't show any speciation diagram is when I started studying about it, I found that the log K values used widely, they are not really, you can't trust them, because this couple references, they generated those log K values in some conditions, say high ionic strength and concentration of tungstate, and people are using those log Ks for low concentration and low ionic strength, and sometimes those don't work because also their, you know, fitting program people use pitting program to find out log case. So basically the chemistry is at low pH you expect to have monotungstate species, which is WO42-, and the higher pH you have several polymeric species, low pH you have polytungstate species, as you see here, W7O24, and then this is called paratungstate A, this is paratungstate B, and this is A metatungstate. So all those species occur at the acidic pH, and the higher pH you only have the monotungstate species. So that's the solution chemistry people predict, but again, when the tungstate concentration is higher at the molar level, the polymeric tungstate can occur even at the higher pH. So there are a couple studies done, many studies done in the chemistry side. The paper published in Journal of Physical Chemistry, they actually used in situ ATR FTIR to understand the tungstate adsorption on different iron oxides. This paper is in different journal, but they have a paper with LDH, and they found interesting feature of the adsorption of tungstate. But then again, the conditions are fairly chemically relevant, but not environmentally relevant. So I wanted to study, look at the adsorption mechanism in the environmental relevant condition, also look at some spectroscopic features. So the main objective of this study is to evaluate adsorption mechanism of tungstate on hematite as a function of various solution properties. So hematite was synthesized using procedure of Sugimoto et al. This actually produces little bit low surface area hematite, about 24 meters per gram. The reason I avoided the other one is there has nitrate, iron nitrate. So I want to use in future understanding the group 5 competition. So I wanted to avoid nitrate, so that's how I used the hematite. Sodium tungstate is used as tungstate source. So sorption isotherm, these are the conditions. Envelope, these are the conditions. And total tungstate is measured in ICP-OES. Now for in situ ATR FTIR experiment, this is the diagram or pictures of the system. You coat the hematite in the flow cell. This is a zinc selenide cell. And then you close the cell with inlet and outlet. Your reaction mixture is over here, where the pH electrode is inside, and also you can purge with argon to make it, carbonate free. So you flow the solution for a couple hours to make it stabilized over the hematite deposit, and then you add tungstate with increasing concentration while keeping the pH constant. This is a very interesting system because you can actually look at the adsorption mechanism in real time compared to, the regular FTIR where you freeze dry and then you analyze it. And also this is very sensitive. I'll show you the data. So the adsorption isotherm showed very high affinity. Even though I use low surface area hematite, it has very good affinity for tungstate and didn't show much differences varying the ionic strength. Obviously here the error bars are a little high. pH kept at constant at 6.5. Adsorption envelope again done with 3 ionic strength until pH 7.5, really 100% adsorption, and then it decreased a little bit. You show a little bit effect of ionic strength, but overall it's probably very strong adsorption. Now these are the picture of in situ ATR-FTIR. It's kind of like doing an isotherm at a specific pH or loading effect. So each picture or each graph is showing a specific pH. First I want to talk about the overall what it is showing, and then I'm going to go each one and analyze the different spectra to show that within each pH how the different concentration is showing the effect. Now here it's a the lower one is 10 micromolar, the highest one is 200 micromolar. The ionic strength kept constant at 0.01 molar NaCl. Now in the literature, although it's very scanty, what I found, this peak is coming from WO vibration, and this is coming from WOW vibrations. So if you look at, you know, overall, this peak intensified with the concentration or time, you know, I didn't show the time data, so which is indicating is absorption is pretty strong in WO region. Here, there's some interesting feature. If you are looking at higher pH, it's a little bit broken, and then if you go to the lower pH, it intensifies. What I think, although I don't have a DTO experiment data yet to really verify that, that at the lower pH, since this is coming from WOW bands, and you can imagine those WOW bands only can come from like a polymeric tungstate species, that maybe at the lower pH we have some polymeric tungstate species forming. So overall, if you look at across the pH, this is the feature. Another interesting feature is if you look at this region, this is normally wedge stretching bending frequencies. pH 8, you have one peak, and then you don't really have a broad peak over here, and then here you have multiple smaller peaks. This is also probably indicating that presence of polymeric tungstate species, because if you look at the formula, those polymeric tungstate species has a lot of WH, you know, bonds, and they have vibrations, so probably they are occurring here. But again, I cannot confirm it unless I do some D2 experiments or some other experiments. So so let's go to the each spectra and then analyze it, really understanding if I increase the concentration, what's happening. So this is 10 micromolar, this is 200 micromolar, and this is the different spectra from these two regions. So what do you see, like at pH 8, in this region, not much change, but here you have some changes because it's really broken and this is a little stronger. So what I think is, even at pH 8, when you increase the concentration, you have probably some polymeric species forming because this intensifies and the different spectra is showing that there are some difference going on over here. So this is at pH 6. Again, although these are intense both at lower concentration and higher concentration, so what this is showing that different spectra always tells you that actually you have different surface complexes when you go from lowest concentration to the highest concentration. So maybe you have polymeric species at pH 6. Now the polymeric species are changing when you are going from lower concentration to the higher concentration, because we have seen in the chemistry that there are lots of polymeric tungstate complexes, possible paratungstate A, paratungstate B, metatungstate. So probably one or the other are coming when you're going from lower to higher concentrations. So this is pH 5, similar feature as you see. This is very different from these two. So this is what I got so far. More experiments underway to figure out what exactly happening. So conclusion for this work, the hematite showed high affinity for tungstate, absorption in all of indicated, retention decreased at pH greater than 7.5. The IR data suggested that it's a strong absorption, probably inner sphere type, and also lower pH favored the polymeric surface complexes within each pH, as I described in the different spectra, that higher concentration of tungsten possibly form polymeric surface complexes. Future direction, obviously, experiment with D2O, and then obviously, I mean, I am not too optimistic about surface compensation modeling. Probably I'll take the help from Sabin. But, you know, it's possible if we can isolate the surface complexes, then we can do the modeling. And then currently we are studying competitive absorption with phosphate to see. If you think about tungstate is looking at the shared charge concept, tungstate is kind of like sulfate if you calculate, you know, the positive cation divided by the number of oxide ions. So phosphate supposed to outcompete, but what we are finding that it's not. You know, it's basically pretty strong complex. So we'll find more about it. Acknowledgement, we have a small Evans Island grant and startup grant from TSU. I have been talking with Dr. Lefrey from CIMI Paris. They actually published first time with the Institute here at TIR, so I have been talking with them to understand, you know, what's going on in the about the surface complexes and so on. Dr. Elzinga from Rutgers University actually helped me set up that flow cell, so I want to acknowledge. And then with that, I'm going to take some questions.